Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, virtues of ilm. Yesterday we explained what Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi stated, that knowledge in these narrations refers to beneficial knowledge which increases a person's fear of Allah Ta'ala and decreases his inclination towards the world. Any such knowledge which does not invite you from this world to the year after is worthy of being called ignorance. Anything that is taking you away from akhirat is taking you, getting you more involved as far as the dunya is concerned. And this is not ilm, this is not knowledge, this is actually jahalat, this is actually ignorance. Thus seek protection from knowledge which does not benefit. In other words, we shouldn't be pursuing that knowledge that doesn't benefit us as far as our akhirat is concerned, doesn't benefit us, takes us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that knowledge, from that education that takes us far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, that's not education, that's not knowledge, that is ignorance. Today's hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, لَيْ يَشْبَعَ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ خَيْرٍ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُنْتَهَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ رواه الترمذي. قال وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a believer is never satisfied with doing good until he enters paradise. A believer is never satisfied with doing good until he enters Jannah. In other words, a believer continuously does good, continuously he engages in good, he perfects his goodness until this person reaches Jannah. He's not just satisfied, okay, I've done enough now, like how what a person does as far as the world is concerned. I worked till 65, now I'm retiring. Now I do nothing further. The person, as far as good amal is concerned, person continues, right until he enters into Jannah. It's as though his good actions are taking him into Jannah. It's now like a bridge that he just crosses and goes into Jannah. He continues right up till he reaches that bridge of Maut, and then he just enters into Jannah. That is a believer. He doesn't feel I've done enough now. I did 50 years, 60 years of Quran Sharif, 60 years of Tahajjud Salat, 60 years of Zakat. Now I'm completely retiring. This is not the quality of a believer. A believer continues until he reaches Kamal. And that Kamal now comes when he enters into Jannah and he gets that perfection of all a beauty can buy, all beauty can get, not money can buy. The beauty can get, the perfection is only found in Jannah. Ulama explained that the realm of knowledge is so vast that if a person has to acquire knowledge for 100,000 years without wasting 1 second of his time, he will not reach the depths of knowledge. Khadir alayhi salam, he said to Musa alayhi salam when they noticed a sparrow sipping water from the ocean, O Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge and your knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala does not even equal the water in the beak of this bird compared to the ocean. In other words, nobody can say that they got all the knowledge. The knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has is just an example. How much, look at the whole ocean and that beak of that bird, how little water it's got in its beak. Really, compared to that ocean, this is an example of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah Ta'ala is even greater than the knowledge of the ocean compared to the water of the in the beak. So an intelligent person will never be satisfied with knowledge. The more his knowledge increases, the more his thirst for knowledge increases. The hadith suggests that a person should continue acquiring knowledge and doing righteous actions until death overtakes him. Until this person passes away, he just continues doing righteous action. This is what is known as istiqamat. Allah Ta'ala give us this istiqamat. It's a very, very great quality. Ulama give an example of rainwater that comes down. Say for example, half an hour, heavy rain, it comes down and it hits a rock. And that water now, that volume of that water comes, it hits a rock with that full force and it just goes away. And then you'll get another water, for example, water that's dripping. The same volume of water, but it's dripping drop by drop by drop. It's dropping on that same rock. After some time, you'll find that drop by drop, the same volume of water will make a hole in the rock, it will cause a crack in the rock also. Why? Because it was the continuous dropping of that water that caused an effect in that rock. So this is the effect of istiqamah. Person continuously does it, whether it's little also, but continuous, At some point it will have a great effect, rather than trying and learning everything one shot, doing one crash course, and then for the rest of his life he says, no, I know everything. That won't have an effect that this should have of istiqamah. All the time a person is learning, right up till the day he dies. And then also, the mufassir of Quran Sharif, the most learned muhaddis of hadith, the most learned faqih, as far as fiqh is concerned, the most learned person, even he at the time of death, in other words, that's the height and the peak that he could have reached as far as knowledge is concerned, even that person, there's more for him to learn also. So you can imagine people like myself and yourself, there's so much that's out there to learn, that's beneficial, therefore we make niyat, that Allah allow us to continue learning, right up till the day we die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.